I do this because I want to thank all those good friends across the seas whom I've never met. Without them, I would still be a slave. The Badger Lord and Lady of Salamandastron, the kind hedgehogs of Peace Island, and the Abbot of Redwall, together with all the dear creatures who dwell at the Abbey. There must be others I do not know about, honest beasts, who in some way or other helped Triss to honour her vow and free the Northlands of tyranny. My thanks goes out to all of you. I hope the reading of my letter conveys the gratitude I owe to you. Drufo, Shog, and many slaves who died so others could live in the sweet light of liberty did not give their lives in vain. The memory of their courageous deeds will be with us always. There are no more kings or rulers here. We live together as one great family, though every beast seems to look to Kruver and Mokug for guidance, while they haven't been out across the seas to other lands. Talking of families, with Mokug acting as grandfather to our mouse babe and Kruver and I treating him as if we were his parents, we have our own little family, the four of us. We have a lot to learn, never having known parents of our own. But from what Kruver and Mokug experienced at Redwall, its way of life and kind treatment to all, I think between them they will make our home a happy place to live. Yes, Kruver is staying here with me. He is sorry to see his old friends sailing away, but glad to have finally made something of his own. Perchance we may meet again one day. Who knows? I will often go to the sea. There I will gaze out over the deeps and think of you all. You, who have made us straighten our backs and smile. May your seasons be long and peaceful. Sleeve.
Written personally into the Abbey archives by Apodemus, Father Abbot of Redwall in Mossflower Country.
Autumn mists have given way to winter's first frost. Our abbey prospers in calm and safety. Normally, I would lie abed a little longer, now that the mornings are cold and dark. But today I walked in my sleep. That is something I have never done before. It must have been the spirit of our warrior, Martin. Just before dawn, he led me up to the northeast wall top and left me standing there in my nightgown. Criculus and Malbon joined me, having heard me pass by the gatehouse door. Those two, they'd been up all night studying the artifacts they gathered from Brockhall after it had been cleared and cleaned up. So we stood there in the silent grey fog, all three of us.